I had to check this. I texted you guys yesterday. Said I was going to do this last segment. It's going to happen right now. We were bitching about the Guardians, and it just took over the day. Denzel Ward on Twitter. Twitter reactions brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. 6:44 and 34 seconds for those scoring at home. Denzel, my Ohio State brother Terry McLaurin would look fire in a Cleveland Browns jersey. I'm just saying.
Fire emoji.
Yes, fire emoji.
I mean, I agree.
Well, don't he wrote agree? Fire, and then he put the fire emoji in there. He wrote fire. He wrote the word.
He doubled down on it.
He doubled down on fire. Two fires in the same tweet. I mean, I looked at that. I go, is that real? Denzel Ward don't say boo to a goose, to be honest with you, and when it comes to the media. And then I look and there's Twitter. He actually does get on Twitter. I just always assume it's like a PR person who sends players tweets so much, especially a guy like Denzel. Denzel's a franchise guy.
Maybe it's a cousin who is an assistant.
$100 million guy. And then it just says, my Ohio State brother Terry McLaurin would look fire in a Cleveland Browns jersey. I'm just saying. I went, holy geez. So we talked about this a couple of weeks ago because Terry McLaurin has now requested a trade, according to Jordan Schultz and Adam Schefter. So Terry McLaurin's not doing very – doesn't think highly of the Commanders right now, Terry McLaurin. Great wide receiver. Problem is, 29 years old. My wide receiver room is terrible. Absolutely terrible.
And he wants a contract, right?
Correct.
Yes. Other than Jerry Jeudy, I say it's terrible. Like, the guys might be good. It's just totally unproven other than Jerry Jeudy. I have to play with more than one wide receiver. It's just going to be Josh Gordon all over again. So I have to have other guys. So my wide receiver room is bad. One of the worst in the league. I think they were 29th by The Athletic.
Well, I was saying yesterday, if Deontay Johnson is being regarded as like the number two right now,
exactly,
and a lock to make the team, what does that tell you?
You're not paying him, but I'm going, okay, what do I trade for Terry McLaurin? And while I get excited, because I really think Terry McLaurin, now he's got Jaden Daniels, so people are finally seeing what he's available to, but Ohio State fans have known this. You have known this. Terry McLaurin's probably the most underrated wide receiver in the NFL for the last couple of years, up until when Jaden Daniels got with the Washington Commanders. I still can't advocate a trade for the guy. It doesn't make any sense, common sense, for this organization. How many more games do they win with Terry McLaurin? And then there's the whole conversation, how many games do people actually want to win with this football team?
Yeah, it is a good point. There's almost no logic in trading for him, except that we were talking about emotion with Kwan. And
there's one
the Guardians
thing I can think
not
to do.
But we were talking about all the emotion with that and them not trading Kwan. And I'm telling you, I mean, if they did trade for Terry McLaurin, we would be kind of excited, wouldn't we?
I'd be excited, but I'd be excited for the now. And I think by the end of the year, I'd go, why did you make the trade? What was the point of it? I don't think he's not a malcontent. He's not a guy that's going to create problems for you in the locker room.
But he's using,
none of those things
he's using the most leverage he could possibly use.
This is it.
And maybe the last time he's ever going to be able to use it.
So I don't begrudge him for trying to make a payday, and I don't think any Browns fans would begrudge him either. He doesn't play for the Guardians, or he doesn't play for the Browns either way, so it doesn't matter about that. But again, how many more games do I win? And so we're running into this problem here, where it's like, how much do I want to win? Do I want to win? And what does the season stand for? I think those are questions. Like, I think a fan wants to win, but they don't know if they want to win too much because you have two first-round picks next year. Okay, so that would not bring you in Terry McLaurin. You want to win, but do you really want to win because of the two first-round picks? And then, well, if you want to win, then Joe Flacco starts the season. But what are people saying? Well, if Joe Flacco, I heard the caller last night on Jake's show, where you, and it was several callers. Well, every snap that Joe Flacco takes is another snap less for either Shador Sanders or Dillon Gabriel, and we got to get this thing figured out. So you're going up against these two things. You don't really stand for much as an organization. I'm supposed to bring Terry McLaurin into this for what? To win six games instead of five? It's a nonsensical move to make.
Is there an argument that
he would help out Shador Sanders and Dillon Gabriel?
Or the rookie the following year.
But you know what? Terry McLaurin's a great wide receiver. How many quarterbacks has he played with that have just sucked up the room up until I know that Alex Smith didn't really get the chance because of the injury. Okay, fine. But, man, you've had a lot of guys there that have just ended up being terrible. So Terry McLaurin isn't going to put either of those guys into the Hall of Fame. They have to go out there and play for themselves. How many guys have we seen? It's always quarterback to wide receiver. It's a wide receiver can make a guy look decent, but in the end, it's still going to end it. Josh Gordon had 1,600 yards. Brandon Whedon's still on his ass. Terry McLaurin can go out there and put up 1,200 yards. And Shedeur Sanders or Dylan Gabriel can still be on their ass. So what does it help? And honestly, do you even want it if you really want to evaluate Shedeur Sanders and Dylan Gabriel? I'm not trying to make it harder on them, but don't you want a true evaluation? What did we just say yesterday? Gabe Larvadane, the kid from Miami of Ohio.
Yeah.
You got Gabe Larvadane, the kid from Miami of Ohio. I said, hey, Shedeur, throwing to him, threw a touchdown pass to him. You want guys to elevate? You want them to elevate. You don't want to be fooled by just Terry McLaurin or by Jerry Jeudy. So you can take either argument and do anything you want with it. I can bring those guys in. I'm still not going to win that many games. I can bring that guy in, and then I can still find, okay, well, then great. He was here for a season. He did well. But he really kind of masked what we were not seeing with certain quarterbacks on this football team. And now we're in a worse position because it's 2027 and we weren't able to get in on the 2026 class. I know that people will say Arch Manning to make themselves feel better, but you're still not doing yourself the service of it. So hey, I know Denzel Ward, and you seem like you are not interested in this conversation whatsoever.
Well, I'm telling you that if they traded for him, I think we'd be going Super Bowl Super Browns, even if it's
tongue-in-cheek. If we traded for him, I would not be saying, oh, yeah, we've done Super Bowl Super. Yeah, that's how it started, was tongue-in-cheek.
But just the excitement of having him, knowing that, I mean, is he better than Jeudy? Or are they 1A, 1B?
Probably 1A, 1B. I mean, Jerry Jeudy played really well this year.
No, but McLaurin's proven it now with no quarterback play. I mean, he's had Keenum, Heineke,
right.
Smith. Like, he's had nobody throwing to him.
Yeah, but, okay, Terry McLaurin's been better throughout his career than what Jerry Jeudy has. Jerry Jeudy has less years. Maybe Jerry Jeudy ends up having another great season with four of these quarterbacks here this year. So we'll see what Jerry Judy's able to do. Fine, 1A, 1B. I'm not going to split hairs. Yes, Terry McLaurin's been the better wide receiver, but I still don't know if Jerry Jeudy has had that opportunity. But either way, what are you saying about this situation?
That it makes no sense logically to trade for a wide receiver pushing 30 at this stage. Like, it just it makes no sense because we've come to grips, right? I think most Browns fans have come to grips that, and Albert Breer, the way he deemed it, didn't call it a total rebuild, but it kind of is, right? It kind of is a rebuild, even though they've got Denzel Ward and they've got
Miles,
and they've got the aging offensive lineman, because next year it's going to be a totally different team. Like, the veterans are all going to be kind of phased out of here.
You'll probably have Miles. You'll probably have Denzel to some level. I don't know what they're going to do with David Njoku. But I think
Conklin,
he's in his final year. Conklin, Batonio.
Veterans or what?
Yeah. And you got a lot of pressure.
It's kind of assumed that, all right, Harold Fannin, that'll be year two for Harold Fannin. It's going to be his team at tight end, not David Njoku.
Gosh, you're thinking about this. Whoever is able to get that quarterback job, you're probably playing with some rookies on the offensive line anyway next year. I know a lot of people like to look at the depth of the offensive line and get excited for you. Okay, if Zach Zinter is able to come in and play, which you hope so, my God. If Zach Zinter is able to come in and play, a guy who I was excited about but coming off a leg injury last year, all right, that solves one of the guards. What, or he might end up playing center for you, for that matter.
I do think that good teams go out and find a lineman in free agency. Not a bunch of linemen, but they find one or two in free agency. But you've got to have a bunch of good young linemen already, and they don't have that for sure right now.
So still, in real life, we're looking at a quarterback who can elevate it and make it look better than what it is. But really, we're putting off a rebuild here that starts in earnest next year, because you're not going to pay any of those. You might pay one, but if Harold Fannin Jr. shows anything, sorry. If Wyatt shows something, maybe, because you don't have a lot of offensive linemen and you'll be losing Joel Batonio more than likely, and you can bump up Zach Zinter, but again, what position is he going to play? So how much more do I give Wyatt? We don't know. So there's a maybe there. Like, there's a lot of change that's about to happen with this team, and it doesn't make sense for Terry and his career going on 30 years old to be with this organization. It doesn't make sense for the organization either.
And I do wonder, it's been since what, 20? So when did they take Corey Coleman? It's been a long time since they've taken a wide receiver.
That was a time.
In the first round?
Yeah.
Do you think that's on the table? I know it's so premature, but do you think it's on the table next year?
if Dylan Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders plays very well, yes, it's technically on the table right now.
Either that or if that one of those two picks is the first overall pick anyway, right? And then the you don't have to trade the other one to move up.
But
maybe
they haven't had the chance to show anything yet to the fan base in all earnestness. Right. So as of August 1st, today's August 1st, they use those two first-round picks on a quarterback and probably an offensive lineman, or they use those two first-round picks to move up for a quarterback. And then you're looking at maybe a first-round wide receiver, depending on what the rest of your roster looks like. You might be looking at a first-round wide receiver in 2027. Is that enough time for Terry McLaurin, or is Terry McLaurin going to want more, and is it still going to bog me down? It's probably still going to bog me down.